This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. German airline Lufthansa has canceled most of its flights today because of an employee strike. The BBC's Steve Evans joins me now from Berlin. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Stacey.
So tell us a little bit about this strike. Why are workers not working today?
Well, on the face of it, it's a pay dispute. 5.1% they want, but there's a background to it. Just like everywhere, the airlines, the old established airlines, are feeling the pressure from the new budget airlines. And in Lufthansa's case, they want to set up their own budget airline. And the staff in Lufthansa think that'll mean worse conditions, that'll mean less secure employment. So there's discontent about that.
Well, speaking of that, what does this mean for passengers who have Lufthansa tickets today?
It means they're stuck in seats in airports, particularly in the big hub airport of Frankfurt. And then they look at what happens tomorrow. It's a 24-hour strike, for example. Take this passenger, Ruth Rogers, trying to get back to the West Coast.
We have just flown from Newark today and flown about 8 hours and are pretty tired. So we're here and stranded and really don't know too much what to do. But I think we're going to get a hotel here. And we understand maybe the flights will be flying again tomorrow.
So that's Ruth Rogers there. You know, she doesn't sound that distressed, but it's 24 hours out of her day. And we all know that Americans don't get the kind of vacations that Europeans get. 24 hours adds up to a good chunk of your vacation.
That is very true. The BBC's Steve Evans in Berlin. Steve, thank you.
You're welcome.